The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars.
The following story is fictitious. The purpose of this story is to teach important messages, manners, and morals to children in a way many of them will enjoy. The Big Mess. Once upon a time, there was a young boy called Saad, who lived with his brother Samir and his mum and dad. Saad's family had a habit. Every Sunday morning, they would tidy up the mess that they didn't get to deal with during the week. Samir would sort out his school books and sports equipment. His mum would get rid of food that no one had eaten by putting it in the garden for the worms, birds, and their neighbourhood cat. His dad would clean his work clothes and scrub the dirt off his work boots. By Sunday afternoon, they would all feel much better, having finished their chores, and they would enjoy a lovely scoop of ice cream. All except Saad. Saad did not get an ice cream on Sunday afternoons because he would spend Sunday mornings sleeping, and then, when he would wake up, he would make even more of a mess with his toys and art supplies. Then whoever finished their chores first would go and clean up after Saad. His family would always tell him, "Saad, we are not going to clean up after you one day, and you'll have to do it yourself." But Saad would shrug his shoulders and say, "I'll do it later," but he never did. Not until one day, when Samir finished his chores first and was about to walk to Saad's room and clean up his mess. But before he could get there, his parents stopped him and said to him, "Saad should learn his lesson, so don't clean up his mess. You've already shown him what to do." Samir nodded and went off to enjoy his ice cream with his parents. Meanwhile, Saad was making his usual mess, waiting for someone to come and clean it up for him. When the whole day had passed and no one offered to clean his room, he went to sleep. But when he woke up the next morning, he noticed something very strange. His room was twice as messy as it was the day before. He had toys scattered everywhere, clothes on his bed and study desk, and a banana on his nightstand? What happened? How could that be? Saad went to his brother and asked, "Samir, did you make a mess in my room?" "Why would I do such a thing?" said Samir, confused by his little brother. "Why didn't you clean it yesterday?" Saad then asked him. But Samir simply asked, "Why didn't you clean it yesterday?" Saad had no response and walked off. He hoped that eventually Samir or one of his parents would come and clean his room for him. But once again, no one came. So once again, he went to sleep. But then, the next morning, his bedroom was even stranger. This time, it wasn't just toys scattered everywhere in his room, but his school books and homework. His clothes weren't just on his bed and desk, but on the ceiling fan. And it wasn't just a banana on his nightstand, but some cheese, crackers, and a half-eaten chocolate bar. Saad had had enough. It was time to get to work. He started small. He picked up any rubbish that he saw and placed it in a bag. Then he took all the clothes, he put the dirty clothes in the laundry basket, and then he folded the clean clothes and put them back in their place, in the dresser. His toys went into the toy box, the food went back in the kitchen, where it belonged. And to top it off, Saad was going to vacuum the floor, wipe his desk clean, and sort out his school books and homework in neat piles. Samir and their parents watched Saad as he worked hard and decided to join him. By the time they had finished, it was bedtime for Saad and Samir. but Saad wanted something before he went to sleep in his clean bedroom. "Can I please have my ice cream now?" he asked his parents politely. Saad's parents and brother laughed, and his mother told him, "It's getting late. How about you have a big scoop tomorrow?" Saad nodded and went off to prepare for bed. From that day on, he never let his bedroom get that messy ever again, joining his family in cleaning it every Sunday morning and enjoying a big ice cream scoop every Sunday afternoon. The end.
The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that sometimes we have to do things that might not seem very fun to do, but they are important to do. And it is better to do them before they get even harder to do. The example in this story was like cleaning your room or any other chore that you should be doing around the house to help mum or dad or the rest of the family. And so, dear listeners, learn from Saad, who didn't listen to his parents or his brother and let his room get very messy until it became very hard to clean. But then, when it got too hard, Saad had a plan. He started with one task at a time, slowly and steadily, until his room was clean. And so, this is how we should be as well. Working slowly and steadily, doing one task at a time, until we finish. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.
Change. Sleep, my little bird, sleep.